Although Photoshop's an immensely powerful package and incredibly useful for editing photos and undertaking artistic work, it comes with some overheads, not least the fact that you have to buy it. There's quite a steep learning curve to get used to using it. You've got the upgrades process, and of course it needs installing on your PC. Pixlr gets you around a lot of those things. PIXLR is an online photo editor that provides the vast majority of resources and features that somebody wanting to edit photos would need. Best of all, you don't need to create an account in order to use almost everything that's on there, although creating an account means that you can save things and do a couple of extras. Starting on the homepage, you have a series of different options. So there's Pixel Editor, Pixel Express, Pixel-O-Matic and Pixel Grabber. They offer slightly different features, and Pixel Editor is the amalgamation of all the rest, really. It's the most Photoshop-like and offers the most features in a single place. But if all you want to do is a little filtering or a little adjustment to your photo, then you might be better using one of the others. If you start with Pixlr Express, the starting point is first of all to get your photo. Now you can browse to it on your computer, you can open it from a URL that's on the web somewhere else, or you can bring it in using a webcam if you happen to have one attached to the computer you're using. So having got your photo in, it's a fairly straightforward process. It offers you loads of buttons that you just simply click on and then make adjustments, often by a slider or clicking on another button or choosing a brush and then moving it over your photo. So there's lots of things like changing the contrast, changing the colour, doing an auto fix, an auto adjustment to the colour balances, red eye adjustment. All of those kinds of things are available, and you can see them happening in real time very, very fast. The photo editor offers you the same options for getting your photo in the first place, but you can bring one in from the library if you happen to have created your own online account in Pixlr, or if you've got it elsewhere, in Facebook for example. So the editor offers you a few extra features too, and it's more sophisticated in terms of you get the panels kind of thing that you get in Photoshop, so you get a layers panel, a history panel and all that. If all you want to do is to print, then you might be better with the photo editor. It gives you a really interesting interface that looks like the chemicals tray you'd use in normal photo editing. And when you're finished with all of those fantastic things, you can download your JPEG.